What time do you call this? No, you didn't wake me up. Not at all. You were a complete ninja. I mean, I definitely did not wake up because you fell over the laundry basket and just... Yeah, you woke me up. But what time is it? Oh, darling, have you been working all this time? You are so... Oh. No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to leave it.
No.
Oh, you just fell asleep.
Not exactly. I wasn't exactly waiting up for you.
I just... Look. Take off your clothes.
No, just come on. Get into bed.
Come on.
What? Yeah, I am wearing a shirt.
Oh! This is your pillow. I don't know how that happened. Come on. I was just keeping it warm for you.
Oh, that's better.
What? No, we weren't talking about me waiting up for you.
No.
What? Why am I wearing your shirt? Comfortable?
That sounded a little bit dumb. It's comfortable. That's better, right? Okay. I will tell you. I will confess all on one condition. You have to come here and snuggle. And I mean cuddle and just put your arms around me. Oh, yes.
That's perfect. Oh, that is...
So. I love having your arms around me. Feels... perfect. So... I don't have to try and wait up for you because I don't know how it happened, and believe me, I'm not happy about it. It's majorly inconvenient and annoying, and I pout. No, I'm just trying to think of how to say it. I can't sleep without you. Oh, stop smiling. Oh, you are so smug. Yes, that's why I'm wearing your shirt and why I'm using your pillow. I hate you. I hate and I despise you. But you're holding me. I don't know. I guess I just got used to you. You kind of crept in under my radar, you know. You grew on me like mold. Not like mold. It's just... I know. I didn't even realize it was happening. But I always fall asleep in your arms. Like this. Maybe it's muscle memory, or I don't know. Some weird kind of girlfriend conditioning. It's a conspiracy. But when you're not here, I can't settle. I toss and turn, and I spend hours looking at the ceiling. Yeah, there are glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling. Yeah, I just wanted something to look at. You've been working so much recently. No, no, I don't mean that in a... I'll be honest, I'm not happy about it. I miss you. And I worry. But I know that you have to right now. And I know it's not permanent. But it doesn't mean that I can't just miss the fuck out of you when you're not here. So I can't sleep. And I didn't make the connection at first. I just thought, you know, sometimes people get insomnia. But then when you're here, I just fall asleep so easily in your arms. Drift away to this warm, golden, lovely place that just seems so very far away when you're not here. And then I made a connection, and then I got really annoyed at you. Do you remember that time when I refused to make you tea? Yeah, when I said that we didn't have enough tea bags. That was because I was pissed at you because I can't sleep without you being here. You didn't realize. And I thought it was such a big deal. Like, I'm withholding tea. It's like the worst thing I know how to do. Such a stereotype. I'm a cliche. I am an English cliche. Well, of course I didn't deny you biscuits, because that's part of the punishment. I mean, biscuits without tea. And it just went over your head completely. I'm so subtle. What? No, 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 no. That face, when I said I'm... Okay, I'm not subtle. I'm the least subtle person on the planet. So, yeah. I was annoyed. I was so pissed. And then I realised that I wasn't pissed at you, I was pissed at me, because I didn't realise what had happened. I didn't realise I couldn't sleep without you. I didn't realise that I said I would tell you everything. I didn't realise that I was in that deep. I didn't realise that I had fallen for you. That I was... You're not gonna let me get away with not saying it, are you? Saying what? I guess I'm being subtle again. I didn't realise that I was in love with you. But you're kind of essential. I kind of need you here. I love having you around. I love having you close and trying to fall asleep without you here. Me no likey. Then I realized that I was so very fucked. I started sleeping in your shirts, stealing your pillow. Well, it's not actually stealing if you're not here. Borrowing your pillow. Okay, stealing. And it helped a bit. I could close my eyes, breathe in deeply and pretend you were here. It worked a little. Yeah. I love you. And I kind of can't sleep without my teddy bear. Yes, you are a glorified teddy bear. As in, you're cute and sweet and cuddly, and I adore you, and I just want to be with you always. I just. I'm attached. I know that's the least romantic way to put it. What was I before I realized? Semi? Right, that's what houses are. No, I don't know. I can't pinpoint exactly when you were the only when you became essential to me. I can't. You know, I always thought that when I fell in love, I would know the precise moment, that it would be like lightning and fireworks. But love's not like that. Love isn't an instant. Love is a series of moments. A gentle fall, and it all just blurs together, and I know what my life was like without you, and I know what my life is like with you, but the in-between, it's sort of an emotional blur of butterflies, ridiculousness and awkward flirting. But I'm much smoother now. I'm smooth. Hit on you. Okay, I'm never gonna be smooth. Oh, but you love me anyway. You're so sweet. No, nothing. No? Nothing. Well, you just said you love me. Well, you didn't strictly say that you love me, but, do you? Do you? Oh. Most badly timed yawn in my life. Do you? Sorry, I didn't quite hear that. Could you say it again? Once more, just to be complete. You love me. I'm not hiding, I'm just smiling. Okay, I'm hiding. You love me.
Oh, quit. No. Quit it with the yawn.
It's you. No, you're not boring me. You're just, I've been tossing and turning for ages, and now you're here, and my body's like,
Oh, we're complete now, so now we can... Oh, I did not just say that. That was smooth. That was smooth, though. I mean, the cringe afterwards wasn't, but that was smooth.
Yeah.
You complete me in that. Oh, that sounds so Mills and Booth. But now that you're here, my body's like, okay, we've got what we need. We can go to sleep.
We've got their hand in ours. Their arm wrapped around us. We can feel their breath on our neck. And we know that they love us.
You love me. Oh yeah, I love me too. I love you. I really love you. Love you.
Say it again.
I know, I just get butterflies and then they go crazy and then I get giddy and I start blushing and I want to hide myself and just smother myself with your pillow. Just because I'm embarrassed. No one sees me like this. No one sees me be blushy and ridiculous. Well, you do, but you get to see all of me. I want you to see all of me. I want you to know me. And I just want to be myself. I'm myself with you. My strange, ridiculous, slightly tea obsessed self. I don't know. Like I said, you're essential. And I want you. I want you in every single way. Well, of course you yawned, it's contagious. And also you're working crazy hours. You work too hard. And I love that about you. I love that you are dedicated. But oh, I fucking hate it too. No. It's not, it's not completely about not being able to sleep without you. It's about you. I mean, did you eat? No, I don't have to say anything. The slice at all. Babe, you need to look after yourself. I need you in one piece. I need you healthy and happy. Because you'd be a shit teddy bear otherwise. No.
Can't believe you're threatening me. Wow. Being tickled. Wow. I thought you loved me.
Okay. We need to get some sleep.
Because you're going to start early. Of course you're going to start early. And I need to get up early and make you a proper breakfast.
You are having a proper breakfast, John.
Don't argue with me, it's easier. Just agree. Just agree. Just let me take care of you a bit, okay? Let me spoil you a bit. Because you're mine to spoil. mine to love and spoil and just I love you. And you're what it should be. Your arms around me. Your breath on my neck. My pillow. I've got custody. But I might be willing to share if you give me a kiss. We can share. I love you. I know, I can't help but smile when I say it. I love you. I love you. Shut up. Not cute. You're cute and cuddly and wonderful and lovable, and I love you. Now be a good teddy bear and be quiet, and let's go to sleep. Obviously you can still say that you love me. You don't have to be quiet. You just, you know, you can say that. Yes, I did just swoon, but you whispered it in my ear, so I think that's a perfectly reasonable response. You're not killing me. I love you. My teddy bear. My beloved, sweet snuggle. Give me. My arm, my love, my pillow, my snuggle bed.